Welcome to the Washington Defender Pastor to Pastor Show. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you are enjoying these videos, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. It really does help those algorithms. And so, pastors, we're going to dive into the public square today and just equipping us on what we can do to make change in our culture. So today's thought comes from thinking. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Look at that. A good man out of the good treasures. So as pastors, we're helping the citizens around us, the congregants around us, to treasure God's word within their heart. And it's not to be encapsulated in such a way that it only affects or influences their private walk with Jesus. That private walk with Jesus is then to infiltrate the entire world around us. They're starting with their individual infiltration, then their family, then we have their workplace, their church, their culture. All around us, we're supposed to have the good treasures of our heart are supposed to flow out into those areas. And it says, an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth what is evil. So if we see a lot of evil things happening in the world today, it's because the treasure is bad. If we see a lot of good things happening, it's because the treasure is God's word. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Are you noticing as a culture, as a society in Washington State, we're somewhat falling apart? I want to encourage you, as what you're doing as a pastor is incredibly important. It really does make a difference as to whether or not the word of God is preached makes a difference into what is stored up in the heart. Abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So we see a lot of things being stored up, and we need to, as leaders, begin to lead our people into God's truth and just into the things of God's ways. So policy and heart change. If you haven't checked this out, repentance for our civil servants, we need to teach those who are elected about what it truly means to have a repentant heart, that it's not about pride or arrogance or boastfulness or power or prestige or money, but it's about a humble, contrite heart before God. And so repentance, that's one of our booklets. You can check that out. That would be really important, not only just for our elected officials, but honestly, every citizen, every person in our state needs to understand what it means to have repentance. Election season's on us, so pray over those ballots. It's amazing. It's just reminding people to pray. I want to encourage you to go to strategic calendaring hashtag July. We have some great ideas there, whether it's example announcements, two-minute teaching, that kind of thing. Here's a sample prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask for your guidance and wisdom as we gather to pray over our ballots. It's really important that we remind our congregants that, you know, if what's treasured in the heart comes out, it even comes out in our vote, right? So if we have policy that's hurting families and individuals and those around us and life, and we know that's because in our heart we're treasuring, I want to be liked, I want to be complacent, I don't want to be bothered, whatever it might be. And so we want to pray over those ballots and remind them to action within the public square. Let me pray over you today. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the pastors in Washington State. I pray a blessing upon them. I pray courage and boldness to shape and mold their heart and their mind. God, let them understand that as they preach the whole counsel of God's word, how incredibly important it is to the shaping of the heart, God. And so, Lord, teach us what to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county, who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.